It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. As of today, New York's eviction moratorium has officially expired. The state had been prohibiting residential evictions since the early days of the pandemic. It was a way to keep people from being thrown out on the street during a time of economic uncertainty. Now, that blanket protection is no longer in place. But there's still a way struggling tenants can protect themselves. Joining us now with more is WNYC's Albany reporter, John Campbell. Thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
So tell us what happened here. Why did the moratorium finally expire today?
So the state's eviction moratorium, it dates back to March 2020, and that's when New York was one of the very first epicenters of the pandemic. There were shutdowns, people were working from home, and many people were losing their jobs altogether. In April, the unemployment rate spiked to 16%. So former Governor Andrew Cuomo issued an order blocking evictions to keep people in their homes. State lawmakers put it into law later in the year. They extended it twice after that. But those legislators and current Governor Kathy Hochul allowed it to expire today as scheduled. And there's a lot of reasons for that. For one, landlords have been pushing for it to expire, and especially the smaller landlords who rely on rental income to kind of make ends meet. But there's still a key protection available to tenants, which Hochul referred to during a COVID briefing on Tuesday.
There's also another option, which is, you know, reopening the portal, which is going to be, has the same effect in terms of allowing people to take advantage of a situation if they are not able to pay their rent.
Reopening the portal. What is Governor Hochul referring to there?
It sounds like science fiction, doesn't it?
Yeah, almost like a video game, yeah.
Absolutely. It's a lot more straightforward than that, though. Hochul is referring to an online portal for the Emergency Rental Assistance Program. That's a $2.4 billion program that actually covered up to 15 months of back rent for struggling tenants who faced financial hardship during the pandemic. That program was funded with federal stimulus money, but it's pretty much been wiped clean at this point, and the state stopped taking applications. But the way the program works, anyone who applies for the funding can't be evicted while their application is pending. So a judge actually ordered the state to reopen the application portal. And what that does is it allows people to apply for assistance and get some temporary protection against eviction, even if there's no money available right now.
Is it possible the state could get more money for the rental program?
That remains to be seen, but so far it's not looking very good. Hochul's administration actually requested an additional $1 billion from the federal government, but the feds came back with just $27 million. She's still pushing the feds for more money, and so is New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Here's what he had to say about that on Thursday.
The federal government must help working people in this state, and that is our call. We want the federal government to ensure they bring that relief.
It's possible the state could put some of its own money toward the program or something similar, but so far we haven't heard anything on that front. We could hear more this Tuesday. That's when Hochul will deliver her budget proposal.
Okay, so we might learn more about this on Tuesday, but it sounds like this truly is wrapping up today. So what happens next? Are lawmakers going to take any other actions here?
They're certainly going to be facing more pressure to act. The thing that tenant advocates and progressive lawmakers are pushing for is something known as good cause eviction. They want a law on the books that basically grants tenants a right to a lease extension when it runs up, unless the landlord has good cause to evict them. And it would also limit annual rent increases, which is a big deal for these tenant advocates. And it's something that landlords are pushing back on. They fear it would create a system where problem tenants have kind of an infinite right to their properties. And of course, it would limit their ability to raise rent, which is obviously something they don't like. Governor Hochul hasn't taken a position on that proposal yet. If she does, that's something that could help move the needle one way or the other.
WNYC Albany reporter John Campbell, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.